KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Trex, RoofMax, and the Angie app. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're here to help you out on projects that you might be getting, wanting to get done, I should say, around the house. If you've started a project, kind of stuck, if you don't know how to start the project and you want to get moving, we can help with that. If it's a project you want to do it yourself, fine. If it's a project you need to get some help with, hire a pro. We can tell you what to ask for to make sure the job gets done right. Bottom line, whatever you're working on, we want to help. So slide it over from your to-do list to ours by reaching out and calling us with your questions, your comments at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or you can go to moneypit.com and click on the blue microphone button. Leave your message right there. Hey, coming up on today's show, as summer moves on, it's a great time to make sure your home's cooling plan is set to deliver comfort and energy efficiency. So to help, we put together a list of low-cost to no-cost, that's right, zero-cost tips that will help you do just that.
And are you tired of taking care of your wood deck? You know, between the splinters and the staining, a wood deck can take the fun out of summer weekends. Well, now there's a better option available at Lowe's called a Trex Deck Kit, which makes updating or replacing your deck with beautiful new composite decking a breeze. We'll explain in just a bit.
And do you need a new roof and want to save on air conditioning costs? Well, you can actually do both thanks to the new Cool Roof technology. We'll explain how that works to keep you both comfortable and save you money.
But first, we want to hear what you are working on. What's happening this July weekend over at your Money Pit? How can we help you get those projects done? Give us a call, post your question, whatever it is, let us lend you a hand.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Chatting with Ed, who's got an old house foundation issue. What's going on, Ed?
Well, I've got a, it's an 1880s home. It's a Victorian. It's Victorian. I have a foundation that's brick. It was put in brick. And I,
ready to go.
And we are live from historic Tiger Field from KCNR. A pleasant good evening wherever you may be as the Redding Colt 45s take on Sacramento NBO, what will finish a two-game series between the two squads. Hi, everybody. I'm Ethan Hansen, and it's good to be along with you wherever you may be. A very cool clear afternoon as we head into the baseball night with Gabe Rojas on the mound for the Colt 45s after holding off a very determined Sacramento NBO team. Winning last night's game, we had a three-run home run hit by Blake Tweed. Royce Knock from Fall River, California, graduated from Foothill, hit a triple and three singles. And so for the Colt 45s, putting up tons of runs, and now we'll see what they do again here tonight with Rojas set on the mound. He attends Simpson University here locally in Reading. The right-hander going at it, throws a fastball, changeup, and curve, and we'll see some guys who are making their first starts this afternoon. But, so the interesting news yesterday was what happened to Bryce Tweed. What happened to him? Exactly nothing. The man went and had six plate appearances and did not record a single at-bat. He walked four times, was hit twice. And so that was one of the oddities that we saw yesterday, a man who came up, made the plate appearance, but neither got hit, nor did he get out. But now it's a new day, and both Twins are sitting tonight, and we'll see what other Reading Colt 45's players will step up. Rojas throws a fastball, changeup, and curve, coming by way of San Francisco originally. So getting his warm-up pitches, and here are the starting lineups for both teams. For Sacramento, batting first will be Nate Van Patten in right field, and then batting second will be second baseman Ian Heck. Batting third will be center fielder Josiah Taylor, and then batting fourth will be catcher Duncan Hansen, who hit a home run last night, and then Pete Ordonio batting fifth. He's the third baseman, hit a towering home run over the left center netting that went all the way into Chase Bank down off of Cypress Avenue. And then batting sixth will be James Corshon, the left fielder. Batting seventh will be Ben Hansen, the shortstop, whose brother is playing catcher, sharing the EN like the sodas. And then batting eighth will be Landon Comer, the first baseman. And then batting ninth will be pitcher Daniel Aceto. So for Rojas, getting underway as the managers meet, the Colt 45s wearing bright yellow jerseys with white pants and black socks, and for Sacramento NBO wearing a different alteration tonight, going with the white and faded gray to black from the top of the chest to the waistline with white pants. And so we're just getting settled in, and this program tonight is being brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management is proud to support tonight's Reading Colt 45s baseball. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com. And it'll be Mike Carr behind home plate, and then Bill Shortridge down the line at first, and then over at third base we'll have Eric Martinez. So those are the gentlemen in black being called blue and getting ready to work. And here is Rojas, checks his belt, and we'll be starting off with the left-handed hitter Van Patten. And again, another pretty good-sized crowd here at Historic Tiger Field getting in all the action. Here's Rojas. First pitch is underway. It's swung on and fouled to the backstop, and the count is 0-1. Official start time is 7:14. And so for Rojas, and talking with Coach Brad Williams and how Rojas really can get into a rhythm, likes throwing downhill, played for the Reading Cottontails a couple of summers ago, and remembers Rojas carving the Colt 45s up when he was with the Cottontails. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on a miss for strike two, and so Rojas with two outside fastballs that Van Patten comes up empty on, 0-2. Rojas sets, winds and delivers the 0-2 as a changeup that breaks away and just misses down. Trying to get Van Patten to pull one and roll over on a grounder, possibly. The 1-2 is swung on and fouled back. Got a guy wearing a cut-off Mickey Mantle jersey. That is a new one. Man, just took all the sleeves off and turned it into a cutout. Gotta love it. Here's the 1-2 pitch, taken high. So for Rojas, going to work. He looks in and sets, winds and delivers. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and lifted up on the infield. Coming under it and making the catch is third baseman Wyatt Larinaga, and there's one away. So Larinaga making the out, and for the Colt 45s, how they line up. Behind home plate at catcher is Ethan Williams, and then over at first base, it'll be Nate Scott. At second base is Peyton Jeffries, and then Wyatt Larinaga, who just made the catch. Over at third, at short is Areve Camacho, who was a sophomore Western State Conference First Team Player of the Year at Antelope Valley College. The 0-1 pitch is a slider that runs two inside, and it hits Ian Heck. So for Sacramento, looking to turn things around after losing yesterday's matchup. And here is Josiah Taylor. The pitch to Taylor is a fastball taken a little high and in for ball one. So one ball and no strikes the count. Rojas looking in at Taylor's short lead by Hag. Pitch is taken down the middle for a strike. So 1-1. So Rojas looking to mix his pitches. Throw that curveball, throw that change for accuracy. Here's the 1-1, fastball taken high and away for ball two. Two and one, here's Rojas looking in. He sets. The 2-1 pitch is a slider that sweeps Taylor away for strike two as he comes up empty, swinging and being out in front. 2-2, one away, just getting started here at Tiger Field. Here's the 2-2 pitch, strike three called, and down goes Taylor. He is rung up, and he is the beer batter, so for all you know that just heard Homer Simpson, all beer is a dollar off in the for the rest of the first inning, and so that will bring up Duncan Hansen. Here's the pitch to Hansen, the right-hander who hit a mammoth shot yesterday for a two-run home run in the first inning, takes a strike, and the count is 0-1 to the right-hander. Yo, one pitch is a slider that dips on the outside corner for a strike. And so for Rojas, really coming in with control here early. Here's the 0-2 pitch swung on, leaning and poking it foul back is Hansen. His brother Ben Hansen would be playing shortstop, and his parents are sitting right next to me enjoying this ball game as Reading was today nice heated 95 degrees, but things have cooled down. And on the 0-2 pitch, the breaking ball hits Hansen. And so for Sacramento NBO, catching a couple of early breaks to start. Rojas hitting Heck. And then on 0-2, he hits Duncan Hansen. And so with runners at first and second, here is Pete Ordonio. So Ordonio cleared the left center netting. Plenty of pop, takes a big hack, and fouls the pitch away behind home plate. 0-1. Rojas looking into Ethan Williams. Sets, winds in, delivers the 0-1 pitch. Is a changeup that dips in for a strike, just some slight downward movement. Getting it down is Rojas, now 0-2. Rojas sets, delivers the 0-2 pitch as a fastball that swung on and missed. A high chase for Ordonio for strike three, and down he goes. So despite hitting two batters, Rojas gets out of the inning unscathed. No runs, no hits, two men left, and at the end of half an inning, it's Sacramento NBO 0, the Redding Colt 45s coming up here on KCNR. And today's game is being brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Bottom of the first inning we go as the Colt 45s looking to cash in some more after winning last night's game 14-8. It was actually pretty close for about half the game. And then in the 6th and 7th innings, the Colt 45s were just able to pull away and finish off the game winning 14-8. It was a 5-2 lead for the Colt 45s at one point. But Sacramento NBO kept clawing, scratching, but ultimately the Colt 45 using some home runs, some hitting from Knock, and the rest of his lineup that has just been superb. They have 12 hitters that are batting over 300, and that's not the competition, that's just facts. This is a team that is well-disciplined. They don't swing out a lot of bad pitches, and it's the reason why they're able to put up so many runs, and as evidenced by Bryce Tweed getting on base 6 times and not getting a single hit, but not getting out either. It's just the plate discipline, and it's what has carried this offense throughout the season. So here is Arive Camacho going up against right-hander Josh Aceto, who swings at the first pitch, and that ball is grounded off the glove of third baseman Pete Ordonio and skips into left field. So Arive Camacho is aboard. He stings one, and it looks like Ordonio might have had some trouble reading that ball. It skips off his glove and So for Camacho, reaches on the error, and that will bring up Royce Knock. So here is Knock, who has had success attacking pitches early this season, just graduated Foothill High School, 18 years old, and will be attending Butte. Throw over to first, and sliding back to the back is Camacho. So for Knock, comes from a family full of athletes. His brother, Roby, at Cal State San Luis Obispo, does rodeo. There goes Camacho on the 1-0 pitch. The throw to second, and it is not in time. Camacho steals another bag. That is now 21 stolen bases this summer for Arik Camacho. He just gets a jump, does a great job of reading the pitcher's body position, takes off, and that's how he does it. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Knock, who swings, lifts one up along the right field line, and foul out of play, which brings us to the dimensions of Tiger Field. It's 310 down the right field line, and then 370 as you get to the gaps in right center. In dead center, it's 406, so you have to really muscle one out if you want to hit a home run in dead center. The 1-1 pitch is missed inside for ball two. Then you have 358 down the left field line and 358 in the left center gap, and then 320 down the left field line. Camacho giving Asieto all he can think about as Knock takes a strike, and the count is now 2-2. So two balls and two strikes. And for Camacho, just trying to throw off Aceto's rhythm a bit. Aceto gives him a look, comes for the 2-2 pitch, is swung on and fouled back. So Knock, again, this is not your average high schooler. This is a guy with a lot of discipline at the plate, doesn't swing at many bad pitches, and can take pitchers deep into counts. And we're talking about how he was, you know, starting off this season just getting his base hits early in the count. Here's the 2-2 pitch swing, and that's a line drive down the left field line. Hooking, it's gone. A home run for Royce Knock. Who hits a line drive. The ball stays up down the left field line and hits the netting in left field for the home run. 2-0 Colt 45s. This kid is something else, let me tell you. Four hits last night, a triple, three singles, and then what does he do on his first at bat of the night? Hits his first home run. So, two-run Knock for Royce Knock, as we have Wyatt Reginato coming up to bat and fouls a pitch away. Man, again, it just... such a smart ball player. And then the way he's just able to see pitches and then just barreled up what looked to be a breaking ball up in the zone, and it carried out. Here's the 0-1 to Reginato, who takes down and in for ball one. So from one Shasta County kid to another, it's Reginato, who went to West Valley High School, playing designated hitter tonight. The 1-1 pitch is swung on, lifted up along the first baseline, and foul into the trees and into the bocce court. Still trying to pick up a bocce game, possibly, with general manager Rick Bassetti, who was out here just talking baseball, talking about his days playing outfield in the 80s, his days in the minors as well. The 1-2 pitch is bounced in the dirt. And so for Reginato, who was a president for the Future Farmers of America when he went to West Valley High School, 2-2 pitch is taken high for ball three, and was also a good linebacker for the West Valley Eagles and won a section title back in 2018. The 3-2 pitch is strike three called, and down goes Reginato. Beautiful pitch there from Aceto. And so here comes Nate Scott, who is originally from Temecula and attends Antelope Valley College like his buddy Camacho, who just scored on the two-run shot. Here's the pitch swung on. That ball is lifted into shallow left center. Coming in and unable to make the diving catch is James Corshon. And then sliding into second, and he is out. Nate Scott trying to turn a single into a donkey double, and instead he is thrown out from left field. So Scott had himself a bloop single and then tried to take second, and a good throw there from Corshon to take care of Scott. So now, with two away, here is Isaiah Cortez from Cal State San Bernardino, who swings at the first pitch, and it's a grounder to second. Up with it is Heck, throws the first in time for the third out, and that ends the inning, but not before the boy out of Fall River does it again. A two-run home run over the left field wall, his first of the year. He continues to shine here with the Reading Colt 45s, the 18-year-old leading the way, and at the end of one inning, it's the Colt 45s leading Sacramento NBO 2-0 here on KCNR. And once again, tonight's program is being brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And we are back on KCNR as the first batter, James Corshon, gets hit by the pitch. So, it was the 0-1 pitch in there for a strike, and the count is 0-2. 0-2 the count to Corshon. Rojas looking in, whips and delivers. The 1-0-2 is strike three called, and out goes Corshon. So Corshon is rung up, and that will bring up Ben Hansen. So Ben Hansen, number 14B, his parents attending tonight's game, just talk to them, good people. Here's the pitch to Hansen, who takes up for ball one. So one ball and no strikes the count. Rojas looking in, winds and delivers. The 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. So one ball and one strike to count. Rojas whips and delivers. The 1-1 is a slider that's taken away for ball two. So two balls and one strike. And so for for Rojas. The 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. Hit two batters, but didn't really fit him all that much. Got out of the first pretty cleanly. Working on Hansen, playing shortstop with his brother Duncan at catcher. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. And so that's now three straight strikeouts for Rojas. And that will bring up Landon Comer. So not a bad day so far for Rojas. Really mixing his pitches well. And for Sacramento NBO, just having trouble picking up. And, you know, one of the things that makes, you know, this field tough, because you got all the trees but sunshine as well. You have the mixture of the shadows and the sunlight playing in, so in a way, you can say advantage Rojas because he's pitching from the sun, then you're having to see that ball come in to home plate, and you're going from sun to shadow. 1-1 pitch is swung on a miss for strike two. So one ball and two strikes, Rojas looking to take care of Comer. 1-2 pitch, fastball on the inside corner, strike three called. Comer shakes his head, didn't like it, but Rojas likes it. He strikes out the side. That is now five strikeouts in two innings pitched for Rojas, dialing in and takes care of business. No runs, no hits. Rojas strikes out the side, and we're going to the bottom of the second, the Colt 45s.
First one back to me is going to win, okay?
Leading Sacramento NBO 2-0 here on KCNR. And once again, Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
And here is Peyton Jeffries to lead things off. The pitch to Jeffries is taken just a bit outside for ball one. 1-0 the count. 1-0 pitch to Jeffries is on the outside corner for a strike. And for Jeffries, originally from Vancouver, Washington, and that is on the southern border of Washington, directly across from Vancouver, Canada. 1-1 pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike, strike two. And he'll be attending St. Scholastica in Minnesota this upcoming fall. 1-2 pitch is taken away. So this Colt 45's team, group of players, is getting some work in and using this experience to hopefully get some college exposure. And already we've seen some of their players moving on to the next level. 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away, and you heard a big old doink and a dent from two cars. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Changeup swung on, rolled up along the first third baseline and foul. And talking with Peyton, and he's a Definitely a baseball guy. Loves collecting sports cards, primarily baseball cards. Two-two pitch to Jeffries. Is bounced low for ball three, and he says that his most valuable card, he says, is a signed rookie card from Ken Griffey Jr. Signed with a Sharpie, and just loves to collect them, stays in touch with the game besides being a player through that. The 3-2 pitch is inside and high for ball four. That nearly tasted like chicken for Jeffries, who takes the walk very high and inside pitch. And now here's Wyatt Larinaga. So Larinaga, originally from Alturas, stepping up to bat. Here's the pitch, swung on. That ball is lifted into right field. Going back is Van Patten, makes the catch using those shades of his, and there's one away. And so, here's Giacomo Crocetti. Crocetti wearing number 33. He's listed as 28 in our book, but
now batting right fielder number 33, Giacomo Crocetti.
So for Crocetti, who attended Foothill High School, here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, that ball is hit hard to second base. The turn for 1-2, double play. So Heck to Hansen, turning to Comer, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits. Crocetti bounces into the double play, and at the end of two innings, it's the Reading Colt 45s leading Sacramento NBO 2-0.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
And we are back for the top of the third inning. And for Rojas, who I think we're going to have ourselves a new pitcher, I believe, unless it is Rojas. So now we are having Wyatt Doty coming in to pitch. So Rojas is done after two innings. And so for Doty, coming in to toss, he is a power-throwing right-hander who was originally supposed to attend Cal State Fullerton. He delivers a fastball in the inside corner for a strike, and the count is 0-1. So for Doty, just throws with a lot of energy. He's like a rubber band out there, and one that is very accurate. 1-0-1 pitch has swung on a miss for strike two. So 0-2 the count. Doty wastes no time at all. The 1-2 pitch is missed high.
One
1-2 pitch is a curveball that bounces in the dirt for strike three, and then Williams makes the tag. Man, you want to talk about just dominating in at bat. Fastball, fastball, and then the overhand breaking ball, and out in front was Asieto, and there's one away. So here is Nate Van Patten now, the left-hander. Played pretty good outfield yesterday, and it was a slugfest. Final score was 14-8. Looking bunt, rolled up along the third baseline, and that'll go foul. Larinaga not having to wait. Sometimes you get some of those bunts up along the third baseline, and we've seen it before where it'll do a sort of a banana split because there's so much, you know, rotation and movement. Not really a physicist myself, but pretty sure you can get a somebody with a master in gravity to explain it. 1-2, though, as Van Patten looks to get on the old-fashioned way dealing with Doty. He winds, he delivers. The 1-2 pitch is a slider away for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. So that, by the way, with that last out by Doty, is now the sixth straight hitter that a Reading Colt 45's pitcher has taken out on Sacramento NBO. And meanwhile, we'll have time as Williams and Doty getting their lines crossed up. Doty originally from Ukiah, and seems like a friendly chat. Both guys smiling. The Colt 45s lead 2-0 here in the top of the third inning. Here's the 2-2 pitch taken away for ball three. The 3-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. The Colt 45s just carving up the hitters so far of Sacramento NBO. And now the real question becomes, who is going to break this streak for Sacramento? 7 strikeouts now in a row from the Colt 45s, and here is Ian Heck. He swings and fouls a pitch away, and ooh, that one hit a Prius. That was right behind home plate. We're looking through that gate and hit that back window. Man, if you want to really talk about how to test a car's durability, just bring it to this ballpark and see how many balls get hit at it, and then you'll see the damage afterward. Do you end up with some scratches or do you end up with some broken windshields? Anyway, 1-1. Doty winds and delivers. The 1-1 pitch is a fastball missing low, but maybe if it was caught by Williams, might have been a strike. Almost looking at him saying, my fault. 2-1 as lights have turned on. Doty winds and delivers a 2-1 pitch, and that is a high pop fly on the infield under it, and making the catch, fading away, and grabbing it is Peyton Jeffries, and that ends the inning. So for Sacramento NBO, they go down quietly once again. The pitching for the Colt 45s has been splendid through the first third of this game. No runs, and I don't even think there's been any hits allowed. No hits allowed through 3 innings. And at the, we're going to the bottom of the third. The Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 2-0. And once again, this game is being brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and financial walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And we are back as Ethan Williams swings and fouls the first pitch away that looked like it could have been caught by Duncan Hansen, and instead it hit off the sort of the bottom of his glove and rolled out almost like a falling ice cream scoop from a cone. And that's a tough play to make. I mean, you're a catcher. You're looking up. I mean, some of, you know, the who's who will say, well, probably should have caught it, but it's not that easy. 0-1 pitch is grounded up along the third baseline, foul. I was just thinking, man, how great would it be to maybe even have a fantasy camp, you know, just put on some uniforms, a bunch of random guys like me who think they know it all, and then have some real ground balls being hit. Here's Williams, swings, drives one into left field, hit on the line, and making the catch. There is Corshon, one away. Man, he hit that ball straight on the line, and Corshon looked like he was having sort of trouble seeing and locating the ball, but able to make the catch. And so there's one away. And here is Arif Camacho. The pitch to Camacho, taken away for ball one. So this guy has been lightning in a bottle. And again, you know, he reached on an error at third base, but this guy has speed, and he just makes such an impact on the base paths. Here's Camacho, swings and flies one into center field. Looking under, making the catch, wearing that eye gear is Josiah Taylor, and there's two away. So for Sacramento NBO, you got to give this team credit, too. They're pitching as well. Asieto. Has retired the last seven batters, and now here comes public enemy number one for Asieto, Royce Knock, who has been the difference. He hit a two-run home run in the first inning, and that is where we stand. 2-0 Colt 45s, the 18-year-old, just continuing to show that he belongs with the big boys. Swings, fouls, the pitch away. So 0-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball into right center. Very playable. Coming into his left, ranging and making the catch is Josiah Taylor, and that ends the inning. So all of a sudden, this ball game is all of a sudden gone quicker than a... Quicker than what? Things tend to move pretty slow here in California. I'll think of a simile or metaphor about something that goes fast here in California. Meanwhile, at the end of three innings, the Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 2-0 here on KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Here's the pitch dropped in there for a strike, and I think it is still oh and two now. Here's the 0-2 pitch, missing low for ball one. So it is Doty still pitching. You just never know after a guy went out for, after two innings of work. You just never know when those subs are going to come in. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. So down goes Josiah Taylor. And so for Doty and this pitching staff, at least with Doty and Rojas so far wearing out Sacramento NBO, they've had two base runners this whole game. Both were hit by pitches from the starter Rojas, but since then, the Colt 45s have been covering up the batters. And now here is Duncan Hansen. Hansen steps off, and for Doty really works at a quick pace. Duncan smartly stepping off, calls time, and now is back in. The 0-1 pitch is check, swing, sweeped for a strike, and the count is 1-0-2. Throwing the breaking ball, and Duncan way out in front went to check, swing, and lunged at it with a sidestep. 0-2 is bouncing the dirt for ball one. And so for this Sacramento NBO team, what do you do to figure out the puzzle? Do you just foul some pitches off, try to maybe look for one to hit, try to find a fastball and hope that Doty's breaking pitches all miss? The 1-2 pitches swung on and missed for strike three. Down goes Hansen, who was hit by a pitch but falls victim to the strikeout. That is now 9 total strikeouts between Doty and Rojas. And now here is Pete Ordonio, who takes the strike and the count is 0-1. So Doty working quickly, the man out of Ucaipa. The 0-1 pitch is skipped to the glove of Williams, who, man, speaking guys, you know, who maybe don't get talked about enough, and I got to do a better job maybe is Ethan Williams, man. The defense that he has been playing all season for the Colt 45, staying in front of pitches, and especially last night in a game that was as nip and tug as it was. I mean, the Colt 45s won 14-8, but it was a much closer ball game if you had seen the first seven innings. The 2-1 pitch is a fastball blown by Ordonio for strike two. So Ordonio and Doty fighting fire with fire. The 2-2 is swung on, lined into center, and the no-hitter is officially over as Ordonio squares one up and finds a nice green patchy spot in center field. So Ordonio with the single, and now let's see what Corshon can do with two outs. Doty looking in, and there is Corshon, hits a hard fly ball into center field, but playable under it. is knocked, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So Ordonio gets the first hit for Sacramento NBO, but that's as far as they get. His first, no runs, one hit, a man left, and things going by quickly as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Colt 45s leading Sacramento NBO 2-0 here on KCNR. And once again,
remodeled kitchen
brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hey, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
And we are back. First pitch is swung on, lined into right field, and that's going to drop for a base hit, and it's going to get all the way to the wall. And that ball took such a funky route that it ended up in Disneyland. Over to second, and thinking he had himself a triple was Wyatt Reginato. And he hit that one down the right field line, and it rolled all the way into foul territory. So for Wyatt Reginato, picks up a double and maybe a triple, but the ball crossed the white chalk. Not sure why that's not still in. I mean, oh, okay, I can see why. Yeah, so you have the right field line and just an endless pasture of grass that just goes on forever. So you could, in some ways, if you were playing old school, say that all that should be in play, but if you really hit one into the corner, you could hit a home run in infield and inside the park home run two times over. But Reginato will take the double, and here is Isaiah Cortez. He drives one into right center. Back it goes to the wall, and it's off the wall. In comes Reginato to third with an RBI triple. Is Nate Scott, and it's now 3-0 Colt 45s, wasting no time at all. Four pitches, two base hits, and a run. And so for Nate Scott, who quickly gets on the board, a run batted in, triple, and now here is Isaiah Cortez. Man, talk about moving things at a quick and rapid pace. Here's a pitch that's lined down the left field line and foul with Cortez up to bat. And so for Cortez, who is from San Bernardino, and Derek Fasking, the manager, Derek Fasking, gotta love him. He calls Cortez El Conquistador, and Cortez is rung up on strike three. Pitch that was up. Cortez didn't like it, and there's one away. So with one out, here is Peyton Jeffries. And again, he collects baseball cards, has a Ken Griffey Jr. and was talking to me about how one of his summer ball coaches when he was a teenager was on the Seattle Mariners and played with Ken Griffey, and just hearing those stories. And of course you got to be a Mariners fan like Jeffries. If you're from Vancouver, Washington, that is prime Mariner country. Now down in the count, 0-2. Jeffries steps in the box. Acieto sets. He winds and delivers. The 0-2 pitch is a fastball on the outside corner, and Jeffries is rung up frozen. So after two base hits and a run, you have two strikeouts for Acieto, managing the game well. And now here is Wyatt Larrañaga. The pitch to Larrañaga is swung on and fouled back. Really seems you want to avoid that, the parking lot that is adjacent to the gate as you walk into the ballpark. That's where I seem to notice where most of the action is. Here's the 0-1 to Larrañaga, who takes away. And so Larrañaga, who attends Fall Feather River College, and his area known for being some of the coldest in the North State, the 0-1 pitch, and that one hurt. Did he smack it off of his mouth, or was that his ankle? He looked like that was definitely off of his left ankle. Took a big swing, barreled it up, and that was right on the left foot. That is, not fun at all. So Larrañaga, trying to be the tough guy from the North State, went to Modoc High School and wants to become a farmer. So the farmer taking some self-beatings and now comes back to the box. The 1-2 is missed away. So for Larrañaga, who tried his life at being a two-sport athlete with Feather River, 2-2 pitches, swung on, lifted down the third base line, hooking in fair territory, going back as Ardonio makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So a good game for Ardonio, making a very underrated play, going out from the dirt and then having to negotiate left field with his center fielder and left fielder, but Ardonio there making the catch, and that ends the inning. But the Colt 45s add another run on an RBI triple from Nate Scott to score Wyatt Reginato. One run, two hits, a man left, and at the end of four innings, the Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 3-0 here on KCNR. And once again, Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085, and check out their website at authoritypm.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And to the top of the fifth we go, and here is Caden Nichols in to pitch. First pitch swung on line to first, but nice play there, making the catch. Is Nate Scott one away? So Ben Hansen hits it on the screws, but Nate Scott right there making the catch on the liner. And so now here is Landon Comer who takes away for ball one. So Caden Nichols, the lefty, throws an overhand curveball for a ball. So has the fastball and then relying on that curve. The 1-1 is swung on and missed for strike two. The 1-2 to Comer is taken away. Nichols, the 2-2, swung on. That ball is hit violently foul and behind home plate and out of play. Literally went over our spectrum here up along the third baseline. And once again, more bocce ball to play with. Sponsored by the Sons of Italy. The 2-2 curveball is lifted up along the third baseline and foul. And so, for Comer, working the count, 2-2 is bounced low for ball three. Almost like he's playing fungo with it, just trying to make contact and bat every ball back. Here's the 3-2, swung on and grounded to second. Up with it is Jeffries, makes the play to first in time to Scott, and there's two away.
And
so here is Daniel Acedo. Pitching and batting takes on the outside corner for a strike. And so for this Colt 45's pitching rotation, showing itself to be very strong tonight. Commanding first pitch strikes. 0-1 is on the outside corner for a strike. 0-2. Nichols working quickly. He sets, winds, and delivers the 0-2, swung on, and that ball is rolled to second. Up with it, the throw to first in time from Peyton Jeffries, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits. Man, this game feels like it is going by very quickly. And at the end of 4.5, we are halfway through this one. The Reading Colt 45s leading Sacramento NBO 3-0 here on KCNR. And tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com. Authority Property Management is proud to sponsor tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball game.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Here is Giacomo Crosetti to lead things off. The pitch to Crosetti taken on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. The fans gathering their ice cream, and because the Colt 45s pitched a shutout in the fifth inning, ice cream was a dollar off, and we're seeing all the children happy right now and getting big smiles across the ballpark. And shout out to the parents for picking up the tab. 1-1 the count. Two Crosetti is taken down and away for ball two. So two balls and one strike to count, and probably see another inning out of Nichols. Just one hit allowed today so far from the Colt 45s. The 2-1 pitch is swung on, skied up along the first baseline, and foul. That ball will bounce out of play and into the parking lot. 2-2, and about a month back, I found a chicken and a hen inside the parking lot. I couldn't even figure out who they belong to, but here in this beautiful area that we call Shasta County, Redding, get yourself an interesting crowd, and sometimes you'll see animals. Sometimes see a chicken and a hen just outside the library. 3-2 pitch swung on. That ball is flared into center, but going back on it from the cutout in between the dirt and the grass and making the catch is Heck, and there's one away, and that will bring up Ethan Williams. So Williams, who was very solid behind the plate yesterday defensively, limiting some runs, really had to deal with the movement as the pitch is a strike, and then the return on investment from the catcher rolls to the catcher. Rolls to the shortstop. 0-1. Osito takes low, so one ball and one strike to count. Williams, who attended Shasta College, takes on the outside corner for a strike, so another local kid and wearing black socks with the yellow and black stripe. Good look, those stirrups. 1-2 pitch is swung, and that ball is lined into right center, and that's going to drop for a base hit and get all the way to the warning tractor. Chugging into second, sliding safely with the double is Ethan Williams. And let's see what the Redding Colt 45s have in store with their bats once again here. After the double in the gap by Williams, and now here is Arive Camacho. So Camacho, 0-for-2, reached in the first inning on an error to third, and then flied out to center in his last at bat. And now we're going to get time called as Todd Conroy is going to go out and to his pitcher. And not a bad game for him so far. On pace to at least reach the five innings required. His team just needs to hit. And so far, the Colt 45's pitching has just been good. No matter who has come, whether it's been Gabe Rojas or Wyatt Doty. And Nichols, who is pitching and will probably go into the sixth inning. And Osito will get fist bumps from his team and will stay in the game as everybody returns to their position. Short third and first and second. There goes the runner. Pitch is taken low, and stealing third without a throw is Ethan Williams. Ethan Williams getting a jump, and he didn't even receive a look from Osito. The 1-0 is swung on. That ball is lifted up along the third baseline and foul. That ball is going to go out of play. Who's going to catch it? No one. It's going to go off of an umbrella. And the good thing is it didn't hit Homer the mascot, our Yosemite Sam-looking guy. Man, being a mascot, as a former mascot myself, that is a hard job. And you're not just talking about the body armor and the mask. I mean, you pretty much can turn to your left, turn to your right, and you can't even look at your toe. So if a ball is coming at you, you're just a big old target. 1-1 pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. And, you know, I'm not going to reveal the identity of the man in that costume, but I will say that he is a very kind man and does work for several nonprofits here in Shasta County. Just a joy to be around. The 1-2 is swung on. Lined into center and making the catch on the run is Josiah Taylor, who had to raise to his right. Tagging up and scoring is Ethan Williams, and it's now 4-0 Colt 40. Man. Camacho with the sacrifice fly. And for Camacho, that is now 4 sacrifice flies, leads the team, and again, just a guy who understands situational hitting and knowing sometimes it's not always the big hit that matters. Sometimes it's just the little pricks, you know, hitting the ball with runners in scoring position, hitting the ball deep into the outfield, or hitting a slow roller. Royce Knock up to bat, hits a grounder up along third and having a tough time with it, or is Ordonio, and can't quite make the play, and it'll go as an infield base hit for Royce Knock, who has tons of speed. That was a slow roller, and Ordonio had two choices. Either play that off of his glove, plant and make the throw, or try to barehand it. And by the time he was receiving the ball, Knock was about 3/4 down the line. And so now here is Wyatt Reginato, who doubled and then came home to score on the RBI triple from Nate Scott in the fourth inning. So for Knock, you can imagine he's in motion as the Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 4-0. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on, and that is a high fly ball on the infield. Under it is Ordonio looking and makes the catch for the out. That was almost scary. He was under it, and then the ball came down, and he almost sort of had to side grab it, almost like he was playing football and receiving a punt. But either way, he makes the out. The Reading Colt 45s tack on another run on a sacrifice fly from Arif Camacho after a one-out double from Ethan Williams. One run, two hits, a man left, and at the end of five innings, the Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 4-0 here on KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com. Authority Property Management is proud to sponsor tonight's Reading Colt 45s baseball game.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do.
You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Kaden Nichols pitching into the sixth inning, the third pitcher used by the Colt 45s that has allowed just one hit so far. And that hit belonging to Pete Ordonio, who hit a mammoth home run. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three, but scampering over to first safely in time to first is leadoff man Nate Van Patten. So Nate Van Patten is aboard. He struck out, but the drop third, and for Ethan Williams, had a little trouble handling the tartar sauce. Here's the pitch now to Ian Heck, who swings and fouls the pitch away. So 0-1, and again, just thank you so much for joining us here on KCNR and Free Fire Radio from around the globe, from your home, from your mobile device. You might even be just sitting down, enjoying dinner, and enjoying another beautiful night of baseball here in Shasta County. The 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. So Nichols, again, just locating his pitches, commanding the first pitch strike. That has been the recipe for success for the Colt 45s. The 1-2 is swung on and line hard into right field for a base hit. Coming up and scooping is Crescetti, gets it back into second. So the second base hit allowed by the Colt 45s. And now let's see what Sacramento NBO can do. No outs. Two runners aboard. And now here is Josiah Taylor. Here's the pitch to Taylor. Fastball, jam zone, fly ball along the third baseline, first baseline, and foul. 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball swung on, line hard into center field for a base hit. Coming up, scooping is knocked. He'll make the throw home. It's going to be cut off by Nichols. And now Sacramento NBO starting to rally here a bit. Now trailing 4-1. Coming in to score was Van Patten on the single by Taylor. They have now... stringing three hits together, equaling a run. And now here is Duncan Hansen, a big fella that could change this game on its head in a heartbeat. A right-hander who, in the first inning of last night's game, hit a two-run home run. He has the strength and the muscle to get one out of his big ball yard. Overhand curveball from Nichols, and that's a strike. Oh, and one the count. Nichols now facing with runners at first and second, allowing the first run for Sacramento NBO. He sets and delivers. The 0-1 pitch is swung on a miss for strike two. Looked like that fastball had some late movement running away from the right-hander Hansen. Like the soda, H-A-N-S-E-N. And so for Hansen trying to show some pop, Nichols trying to put the big guy away. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is grounded up long third. Larinaga will go to first for the out, and runners will move to second and third. So Larinaga didn't see an opportunity for a double play, instead opts for the easy out. And so now here comes another guy who can really put people on their feet, and that is Pete Ordonio, who swings and misses at a fastball for strike one. Man, this guy just swings with all of his might, almost like he's working with Thor's hammer. He saw that inside fastball and went right after it. Infield in as the Colt 45s will try to cut off the runner at third home. 0-1 misses away. So one ball and one strike in the Reading Library right next to us along the first baseline, and a beautiful building it is. 1-1 is waved down and missed for strike two. So Nichols attacking Ordonio. Now with a 1-2 count, that infield in, and so for Nichols. Looking in, and then he'll step off. The 1-2 pitch is waved at him. Mr. Strike 3. Williams will go to first to take care of Ordonio on the drop third. And there is two away, and that is a huge strikeout for Caden Nichols. So now, with two outs, let's see what James Corshon can do, the left fielder. Lefty-on-lefty matchup as the infield retreats back to its normal position. Camacho at short between the cutout of the dirt and the grass. Same thing goes for second baseman Peyton Jeffries. And then just right of the bag at third is Larinaga. Pitches swung on, hit hard into the hole in right field. Four base hit, one run will score, two runs will score, a two-run single for James Corshon, and all of a sudden, we have ourselves a ball game. Sacramento and NBO putting up three runs here in the top of the sixth. So now here is Ben Hansen, the shortstop, with his parents watching, swings and misses for strike one. Just setting to the left and the right of me, showing a lot of enthusiasm for both sons. Have the catcher, Duncan. Then the shortstop, Ben. So now Ben down in the hole, 0-2 to Nichols. Nichols sets and delivers. The 0-2 is missed high and away. So 1-2, and Colt 45s in their first tight ball game, it seems like forever. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Slider running away from Ben Hansen, and that takes care of that, but not before Sacramento NBO fights its way back into this ballgame. They put up three runs, including a two-out, two-run single by James Corshon that brought home Ian Heck and Josiah Taylor. Three runs on four hits, and we're going to the bottom of the sixth. Let's see how the Colt 45s respond, leading 4-3 here on KCNR. And once again, this game is being brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
To the bottom of the sixth we go, and Nate Scott to lead things off. First pitch is grounded up along third. Here's the throw to first in time there by Ordonio, and there's one away. So for Nate Scott, who is 2-for-2 coming in to this this last at bat, and on the first pitch, grounds to Ordonio. And so now here is Isaiah Cortez. We have ourselves a new pitcher, and that is So it's actually Pio Ordonio that is pitching. So if Ordonio is now the pitcher, and that means somebody else is at third. So Ordonio is pitching. Ordonio winds and delivers. The Husky man misses low and then the dirt for ball two. So two balls and one strike. Great crowd here on hand on this Saturday night special here at historic Tiger Field, the field that was once played in by the Reading Browns, who were a far west minor league team as part of the St. Louis Browns organization between 1946 and 1950, and the St. Louis Browns are now the Baltimore Orioles. So plenty of great history here at Tiger Field, which has been in existence for 99 years. Next year, we'll celebrate the 100th anniversary of this historic ballpark in America. The 2-1 from Ordonio is taken on the outside corner for a strike, and Isaiah Cortez from Cal State San Bernardino rolls his eyes a bit. 2-2. Ordonio sets, sidesteps, comes forth. The 2-2 is a curveball that stays up. Looked like it just sort of slipped out of his fingers a bit. Maybe released a little too early. The 3-2 pitch is a fastball down and in for ball four. And so Cortez is aboard. And now here comes Peyton Jeffries. Ordonio looking in. He sets, likes the sign. Fastball is bounced in the dirt for ball one. And so for Ordonio, trying to pitch with what he has, just a lot of speed, and maybe we'll mix in a changeup and a slider in there. Swung on. That's a hard hit down into right center. Back it goes to the warning track, to the wall, and it's off the wall. They're going to wave in Cortez. The throw home. He is out at home. A nice relay from center field, Josiah Taylor to Ben Hansen, and then Hansen with the strike to his brother. And so Cortez is rung up over to on the double is Peyton Jeffries, but no run. Batted in, and just a terrific piece of defense there from Sacramento NBO. And so now here is Wyatt Larinaga with two outs. Trying to cash him in. He takes a pitch that's a hip-high strike, and the count is 0-1. Ordonio looking in, and he sets. He delivers the 0-1 pitch. It's swung on and missed for strike two. 0-2. The 0-2 is just off the plate. So Ordonio showing not only does he have the pop, but he can pitch it as well. And, you know, he's given up a walk and a hit. But, again, just being aggressive and attacking these Colt 45's hitters. The 2-2 pitch is swung on, poked back to Ordonio. Ordonio tosses to first, and that ends the inning. So despite a double from Peyton Jeffries, Isaiah Cortez was hung out to dry at home. No runs, a hit, a man left, stranded at second. And at the end of six innings, we have a tight one here on KCNR. It is the Redding Colt 45s 4, Sacramento NBO 3. And once again, Redding Colt 45's baseball is being brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
To the top of the seventh we go, and here is Billy Plummer on to pitch. And Billy Plummer is the son of Cincinnati Reds catcher Bill Plummer. And Bill Plummer was the backup catcher for Hall of Famer Johnny Bench. And so for Billy Plummer, who used to be a catcher just like his father, but is now just a full-time pitcher, delivers away for ball one. So let's see how Billy Plummer can do. Just talking about, you know, growing up and having a dad with that much lineage, a man that won a World Series with the Cincinnati Reds. Shared the same clubhouse as Pete Rose. New Joe Morgan. 1-1 pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike. So Billy Plummer, about 6'4", and he can bring the heat and trying to help the Colt 45s hold this lead, leading 4-3 against Sacramento NBL. The 1-2 pitch is swung on, squirted up along the first baseline. Took a bit of a funky sidestep hop, but managing it and making the play touching first is Nate Scott, and there's one away.
Number
22, Billy. You can do it. And so, here's Austin Watkins. Now in to hit. Watkins swings and misses. First strike one, so the count is 0-1. And for Billy Plummer, trying to put on for the home crowd here in Reading. Looks in, and he sets. Delivers the 0-1 pitch. It's swung on, Mr. Strike two, a hip-high fastball. Up in the zone, and too late on it was Watkins. Plummer sets. He whips and delivers. The 0-2 is a slider. Strike three called. Oh, what movement. Man, that thing went from the porch to the front yard. Just a beautiful slider that just cut in and throws Watkins. Two outs. And here is now Nate Van Patten. The pitch to Van Patten, looking to bunt and gets it down. Williams will take it. The throw to first is in time. Watkins thought he was safe, slid into first base. But instead he is called out by a finger and a half. And for Billy Plummer, comes in and gets the job done. No runs, no hits. A clean seventh. And now, ladies and gentlemen, now it is the seventh inning stretch as God Bless America will be played.
Owens is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Owens provides top-quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring the small and portable oxygen concentrators, CPAP machines, and a team focused specifically on providing ongoing CPAP supplies to help you get the best sleep possible. Owens has been in business since 1979 and has been Joint Commission accredited since 2003, allowing them to care for patients in our community when they need them the most. Contact Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-696-9367.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Authority Property Management. Owners, landlords, and tenants, trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com. We have a ball game here in the bottom of the seventh, the Reading Colt 45s trying to hold off Sacramento NBO, who scored 3 runs in the 6th inning. And so here is Giacomo Crocetti to lead things off, looking to apply pressure as Ordonio on the mound delivers a pitch that's low for ball one, and the count is 1-0. The 1-0 pitch is a fastball in the outside corner for a strike in. Just using that big upper body and delivering it with all the force that he can. Here's the 1-1 pitch, grounded up along the third baseline, and that'll roll foul near the Colt 45's dugout. And so over at third is Austin Watkins as Ordonio pitches. So I think other than that, that all the defensive players are still the same. 1-2 pitch by Ordonio is swung on, and that ball is popped up, and that is between Pink and Sky. I don't even know where it is, and neither does Watkins as it drops in and out of his glove, and safely at first goes Crocetti. So for Austin Watkins, I mean, again, that is not as easy as it looks. I mean, you're looking from the crowd and you're thinking, well, he should have it. But I mean, even just looking up, you don't even see the ball. And so you got to be able to locate it with the lights, the differentiations of coloration with between the pink sky and the blue to try to find that little white dot and trying to catch it. Again, you know, Watkins definitely should have caught it, no doubt, but, you know, it's not as easy as it looks. And so for Ethan Williams now, looking to take advantage of the misfortune from Watkins, sliding back to first is Crocetti. So Crocetti reaching first for the first time tonight. Williams 1-for-2, doubled in his last at bat. 1-0 pitch is in the dirt. The throw to second, sliding, and he is out. Delayed steal from Crocetti, and a nice throw from Duncan Hansen, throwing directly to his brother at short. Ben Hansen and taking care of Crocetti, and Crocetti, not only is he out, but boy, oh boy, it looked like he just took a bath in a sandpit. Very dusty as he walked back to the dugout, and now with count being 1-1, back out there is Todd Conroy, so we'll get timeout for the moment. So one ball, one strike, and once again a very special thank you to all the fans listening from all across Shasta County and all across the world. You can download the Free Fire app on your mobile device or tune in on 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. The 1-1 pitch is a fastball waved out and missed for strike two. So for Ethan Williams now, by his lonesome after Crocetti was tagged out at second trying to steal. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back. So Crocetti from Palo Cedro, the Foothill High School graduate, trying to put on for the home fans. Here's the 1-2 pitch on the outside corner. Slider just missed. Man, Ordonio sort of taking the walk of, man, what do I got to do to get that outer half of the plate? Looked like a good pitch. Here's the 2-2. Swung on a miss for strike three, and down goes Williams. So with two out, the top of the order comes up now with 2 outs, and here is Arif Camacho. So Camacho, this season so far, batting .418 and has one home run to his credit. The pitch, Camacho snakes on the outside corner for a strike. So really mixing the fastball and the slider well is Ordonia. Sidesteps, delivers the 0-1 pitch, is a fastball that swung on and fouled at the netting. So no balls and two strikes the count. The Redding Colt 45s leading 4-3 over Sacramento NVO. Sacramento climbed back into the game, scoring three runs in the sixth. The 0-2 is taken away and high. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, that ball is line. Diving catch made at second base by Ian Heck. What a play to rob Camacho of a base hit. Man, that had base hit written all over it until Ian Heck makes a diving catch ranging to his right to end the inning. No runs, no hits. The Redding Colt 45s hoping to have another solid inning of pitching. And at the end of seven, the Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 4-3 here on KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Authority Property Management. Owners, landlords, and tenants, Trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
And so here is Ian Heck to lead things off, and he is the grand man for Sacramento NBO right now. Made a diving catch that robbed Arif Camacho of extra bases. And so now let's see what he can do with his bat, as now pitching for his pitch swung on and missed. So pitching is Connor Irvine. So here is Irvine. Looking into Heck, 1-1. The right-hander delivers a slider. Check swing. Strike is called. And the count is 1-2. So for Irvine, who was born and raised in Victoria, Canada, the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Heck. So for Heck, going down on
center fielder, number
And so now here is Josiah Taylor. Hester Taylor is on the inside corner for a strike.